You're now listening to Funasauna.
Hey folks, it's Amelia Williams here at Tufts Reform WMFO 91.5 in Medford, and we are in the Funasauna, where we are all just a bunch of megafauna in a world that is getting hotter. I am going to try out a new shtick for a couple of weeks. I want to play a half of two records that I usually listen to together, or two that just seem very in line with one another in the logic of my mind. Hopefully it isn't too jarring or isolating. We will see. Let me know what you think. You can always email me at ameliawilliams@tufts.edu. The first record is Micaiah McCraven's reworking of Gil Scott Heron's last album, I'm New Here. The album is about a lot of things, but it keeps getting brought back to the idea of a broken home, but about a love from a singular family member, his grandmother, and all the ways that a seemingly dysfunctional family can provide all of the emotional needs that a kid might want. I love every single thing about the original record and this reworking. So here's that first half of that album.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be, but I'm new here. Will you show me around? Thank you.
because I always feel like running. Not away, because there's no such place. Because if there was, I would have found it by now. Because it's easier to run, easier than staying and finding out you're the only one who didn't run. Because running will be the way your life and mine will be described, as in the long run, or as in having given someone a run for his money, or as in running out of time, 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 time. Because running makes me look like everyone else, though I hope there will never be cause for that. Because I will be running in the other direction, not running for cover. Because if I knew where cover was, I would stay there and never have to run for it. Because the thing I fear cannot be escaped, eluded, avoided, hidden from, protected from, gotten away from, not without showing the fear as I see it now. Because closer, clearer, no sir, nearer, because of you, and because of that nice that you quietly, quickly be causing. Because I always feel like running. And because you're going to see me run soon, and because you're going to know why I'm running, then you'll know then. Because I'm not going to tell you now. Because I always feel like running.
I was guided to get here.
I believe that the spirits are your parents and their parents and their parents and their parents, and they are in your bloodstream. They run through your body constantly because they want you to live on, because they want to live on, and they're trying all the time to tell you shit. And if you just spend a few minutes with yourself, you would hear them. You would hear them.
take it on in.
Since I lived with my grandma down south, where my uncle was leaving and my grandfather had just left for heaven, they said, and as every ologist would certainly note, I had no strong male figure, right? But Lily Scott was absolutely not your mail order room service type cast black grandmother. I was moved in with her temporarily, just until things were patched. This was patched until that was patched. Until I became at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, the patch that held Lily Scott, who held me. And like them four, I became one more. And I loved her from the absolute marrow of my bones. And we was holding on. I come from a broken home.
Thank you.
standing in the ruins of another black man's life, or flying through the valley, separating day and night. I am death, cried the vulture, for the people of the light. Charon brought his raft from the sea that sails on souls, and saw the scavenger departing, taking warm hearts to the cold. He knew the ghetto was a haven for the meanest creature ever known. In a wilderness of heartbreak and a desert of despair, evil's clarion of justice shrieks the cry of naked terror, taking babies from their mamas, leaving grief beyond compare. People of the light. So if you see the vulture coming, flying circles in your mind, remember there is no escaping, for he will follow close behind. Only promise me a battle, battle for your soul and mine. Being blessed is not just being able to float on air. I'm saying if you got to pay for things you've done wrong, I got a big bill coming at the end of the day. Long ago, the clock washed midnight away, bringing the dawn. Oh God, I must be dreaming. Time to get up again and time to start up again. Pulling on my socks now.
Where did the night go?
Should have been asleep when I was sitting there drinking beer and trying to start another letter to you. Don't know how many times I didn't write again last night. Should have been asleep when I turned the stack of records over and over so I wouldn't be up by myself. Where did the night go? Should go to sleep now and say,
yeah, well, fuck a job with me.
Because I spend it all on unlined paper and can't get past. Dear baby, how are you? Brush my teeth and shave. Look outside. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Where did you? Be dreaming. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Sky is dark. Oh God, I must be dreaming. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Sky is dark. Oh God, I must be dreaming. Should have been asleep when I turned the stack of records over and over, over and over, over and over. Over and over, over and over.
Where did the night go?
Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Sky is dark. Oh God, I must be dreaming.
Where did the night go?
Where did you? Where did you? Where She had more than the five senses. She knew more than books could teach and raised everyone she touched just a little bit higher. And all around her, there was a natural sense. As though she sensed what the stars say, what the birds say, what the wind and the clouds say. A sense of soul and self, that African sense. And she raised me like she raised four of her own. And I was hurt and scared and shocked when Lily Scott left suddenly one night. And they sent a limousine from heaven to take her to God if there is one. So I knew she had gone. And I came from a broken home.
Half of Howling Wolf's debut album, Moaning in the Moonlight, released back in 1958 at the Memphis Recording Studio, more commonly known now as Sun Studio, Sun Records. Sam Phillips, the producer extraordinaire at Sun Studio, said of Howling Wolf, "When I heard him, I said, this is for me. This is where the soul of man never dies." big, big price. I first listened to Howling Wolf as an 18-year-old in Sun Studio in Memphis next to two of my best friends, and I loved it. It was very easy to know that he was the real deal. And after hearing those moans on that first track of that debut album, pretty sold for life. Sign me up. Later that night, my friend Nathan dreaded one piece of my hair on the bathroom floor of a motel in Jackson, Tennessee, and it was a big day for 18-year-old me. So here is the first half of that album, Moaning in the Moonlight.
Bye. daddy's knee. I got something to tell you, baby, been worrying me. You went out last night, baby, you stayed all night. You went out last night, baby, you stayed all night. You know you ain't treat me right. Baby, I found you gone. I'm crazy about you, but you know you have done me wrong.
Just ain't right, that's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I have warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Well, long way from home and can't sleep at all. You know enough mule is kicking in your stall.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I have part in you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Smoking off you half the whole boat.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
But I'm leaving you. Woman, I'm got to you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, you told me that you love me, you caused your heart to die, but I found out that wasn't so. I'm leaving you. Woman, I've got to put you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, early in the morning, before I arrive, you're laying there rolling your bloodshot eye. You mean a thing, meanest woman I ever seen. No matter how I try to treat you right, still you's a mean little thing. You love me, you cause your heart to die, but I found out, baby, bye bye, I'm leaving. Woman, I got to put you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, early in the morning, before I arrive,
thank you.
Hey folks, you're still tuned in to WMFO 91.5 Tufts Freeform here in Medford. Still here in the Fauna Sauna, but we're about to wrap up. I'm going to close this hour of radio with a PSA from Angela Davis and a track off of Bessie Jones's album Get in Union. After that, it'll be done. So keep doing the work, continue being a menace, and I will catch y'all next week.
Yeah, racism is integrally linked to capitalism, and I think it's a mistake to assume that we can combat racism by leaving capitalism in place. As Cedric Robinson pointed out in his book Black Marxism, capitalism is racial capitalism. And of course, to just say for a moment that Marx pointed out that what he called primitive accumulation, capital doesn't just appear from nowhere. The original capital was provided by the labor of slaves. The Industrial Revolution, which pivoted around the production of capital, was enabled by slave labor in the U.S. So I'm convinced that the ultimate eradication of racism is going to require us to move toward a more socialist organization of our economies, of our other institutions. I think we have a long way to go before we can begin to talk about an economic system that is not based on exploitation and on the super exploitation of Black people, Latinx people, and other racialized populations. But I do think that we now have the conceptual means to engage in discussions, popular discussions about capitalism. Occupy gave us new language. The notion of the prison industrial complex requires us to understand the globalization of capitalism. Anti-capitalist consciousness helps us to understand the predicament of immigrants who are barred from the U.S. by the wall that has been created by the current occupant. These conditions have been created by global capitalism. And I think this is a period during which we need to begin that process.